An aspirant for the CPP chairmanship, Professor Edmund Dili, says he wants to win the chairmanship of the CPP in order to unite all the fragmented rank and file to form a formidable third force for the 2012 elections. He told Radio Ghana that his philosophy is there's the need for the CPP to combine the exuberance of the youth with the experience of the old to change the fortunes of the party.
The programs are very clear. I'm bringing to bear my experience because having been with the party since I was young, in 1962, I founded the Young Pioneers and I came and united the other parties, NIP, CHP, to form the PCP and eventually CPAP. So I've got enough experience in the party. I know the pitfalls, I know the strengths and weaknesses, and I feel at this critical moment in the history of our politics in Ghana, I am the best person to come and handle the party because we are now at a critical stage concerning the fortunes of CPP. From six candidates, we came to three, and now we have just one candidate, and it is a very serious situation. And I think that coming back is going to allow me to continue with the agenda that I have set clearly for the party, because I knew of this that we were always making short-term programs. I'm bringing on board a long-term program to build the CPP. And one of the first problems we have with the CPP is the unity. You need an experienced person to come and unite all the factions that we have in the CPP, the different groups, not to mention names, and with these different groups, there's no way we can go ahead. So I'm coming to let us realize that the groups which are sanctioned by the Constitution are those groups that we should strengthen. That is the Women's League, the Youth League, and the rest, because CPC was built essentially by these groups, women who supported Osagyefo, and the youth who were there with their energy. And I want to blend the experience of the old with the exuberance and sense of the young. And this was actually lacking because the youth thought they could do things on their own. The elders thought that they could impose their ideas, and I want that to stop. I want us to have the youth with their exuberance and their technology, the elders with their experience, and then we march together and we make sure that CPP gets its rightful place in the politics of Ghana. Because don't forget that as chairman of the CPP, we were the first people to have what we call the National Caucus of Chairmen with Obed Asamoah, with Esiku and the rest. And you find these experienced politicians, you discuss with them, and it brings about peace in the country. And for me, I'm a man of peace. With this turbulence in our political scene, insults here and there, I have that experience that I interact with all political parties, and we need that peace. And without peace, we cannot do anything.
Have you started any peace talks or unity talks with the PNC?
Oh, definitely. I was the one whose family, as chairman, we even agreed to have a constitution, a combined constitution of PNC and this one. We even agreed on the name, CPP. We agreed on the motto and everything. Unfortunately, this was not carried out. And I want to come back forcefully to ensure, because Ghanaians on the ground are asking, you need CPP as a third force, or an ultimate party which can come. So this time, we want to be either with the first or with the third.
An aspirant for the CPP chairmanship, Professor Edmund Dili, talking to George Ankra. Meanwhile, a leader.